You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On Wednesday, the Flamborough River YMCA opened its doors to the public. We spoke with Executive Director Scott Schultz about the opening and what he noticed when they first let people in.
As we're letting people in, it was really interesting to watch because the thought was people are going to come in and they're going to go to the membership desk right away. And they're either going to ask to sign up for a membership or ask for a tour right away. But everybody that initially came in, it was really cool because they only made it 5 feet into the Y and then they stopped. This whole group of a dozen people just stopped 5 feet into the Y because they all wanted to look at our donor wall. So we have a donor wall that is our large contributors and small contributors from the building campaign that was launched in October of 2023 for that 3 months span to finalize the final push of getting the Y built. And everybody came in and they stopped right there, and then they looked over at the wall and they started reading all these names of people that, you know, donated or in memory of people. And it was really cool as everybody's looking at it and they're, you know, they're saying, I know that person, or I knew that person, and they're building that connection to you know, their history. And some folks were in here earlier that recognized some family members that had donated, and it was really cool to watch their heartwarming experience with seeing their family members' names on the wall.
Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, there's a bargain basement sale over at St. Francis Church in Fifield. This is a handicap access fundraiser and will feature something for everyone. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2 over at West 231 Balsam Street in Fifield. Air Wisconsin has announced even more layoffs. Lisa Hale has more.
Back in January, the Appleton-based company announced layoffs for more than 500 workers in Appleton and Milwaukee. Last week, the company added another 128 positions to that list of reductions. The layoffs will be temporary for unionized employees, but permanent for salaried employees and management. Temporary furloughs start this month. Most layoffs will happen on June 1st.
The Friends of Copper Falls State Park sponsors and conducts a bluebird monitoring program. The Friends program began in 2024 to provide enhanced nesting habitat and data that helps protect the species and track their continued success. Program volunteers constructed and placed 15 cedar cavity nesting boxes in a variety of open locations throughout the park. In support of the program, the Ashton County Land and Water Conservation Department provided materials and instructions for 8 more bluebird houses. Mellon High School students constructed the additional houses in their woodshop class and located the boxes just outside of the park's boundary. Beginning in April, volunteers monitor each box every 10 days during the nesting season. So far, the efforts have proven successful. Bluebirds occupied as many as 7 houses during the program's first season. Other nesting birds made use of the new boxes too. Volunteers reported chickadees and tree swallows taking up residence. Bluebirds in Wisconsin are in general doing well after a decline in the 1980s, and according to Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources bird team leader, Ryan Brady, quote, even as the species is now common and widespread, work to erect and monitor nest boxes is essential to sustaining populations and detecting signs of change in the years ahead, end quote. The Friends purchased a lifetime membership with the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin, and the membership provides tools for a successful monitoring program and a mechanism to report the program's success with other statewide members. Those interested in learning more about the Bluebird Monitoring Program are encouraged to contact info at friendsofcopperfallssp.org or follow developments on the project's page of the Friends website, sites.google.com/friendsofcopperfallssp.org. Wednesday, April 23rd at 11 a.m., the Fifield Dirt Devils are hosting an Adopt-a-Highway trash pickup over at Hillgart Road. They plan to meet there at 10 a.m., and they say that trail cleanup and maintenance should start around mid-April with weather permitting. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 23rd at 10 a.m. over at Hillgart Road in Park Falls. Is campaign spending out of control? Lisa Hale has reaction from a Wisconsin lawmaker.
Wisconsin can claim the most expensive judicial race in American history after the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Spending for both campaigns and outside groups came to $100 million. 53rd Assembly District Representative Dean Coffert.
I mean, this last Supreme Court race, Elon Musk, I don't know how many billions of dollars he put in. George Soros, he put in a lot of million dollars. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, Democrat governor, he put in millions of dollars. It is just crazy. And these outside groups are putting in money. So, I mean, these elections are ruthless.
Brad Schimmel's campaign and outside groups, including Musk, spent about $54 million, while Susan Crawford's campaign and supporters spent $46
million. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Is it Dame time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, there's lots of new material hitting the big screen. Ryan Coogler's Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan, who plays twin brothers, is pulling a near 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The horror thriller follows the twin brothers as they move back to their hometown and start over, but find that evil awaits. Opening in limited release is David Cronenberg's The Shrouds, a horror drama where a widower businessman creates a device that can contact the dead. If you're in the mood for an offbeat rom-com that is LGBTQ+ friendly, check out The Wedding Banquet. It is pulling a certified fresh rating of 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, there is Sneaks, a comedy family adventure about a misplaced designer sneaker who is taken out of the confines of his luxurious shoebox and is thrust into the world of less desirable shoes, hoping to find his soulmate. No reviews on this one yet. I mean, it's a movie about a shoe. Let's lace them up and go to the movies. After going into space, thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gail King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little fog this morning, a few off and on scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 50. Wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 33. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, 51. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy, with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.